talking with Sidney Boys Head basketball coach Austin Lewis. Coach, I don't even know what to say about this thing down this stretch. What in the world just happened out there?
Great question, Chris. Some senior leadership happened for Sidney, I think, to be honest with you. I don't even know what we were down 6 or 7 at one point there, right at the end. And used our last time out with a minute left and had to jump into just extreme pressure. And like I said, that's seniors leadership making plays and Jake Burke finishing that shot and other guys finishing shots late there because we don't have timeouts, so we can't get anything. And it takes some basketball IQ to do what just happened there. So like I told you just a second ago, I think they overcame their coaching tonight a little bit and had a great win.
This was an absolute wild fourth quarter. I might be off a point or two one way or the other, but I think it might have been a 16-0 run that Gearing hit you with, and they took a 6-point lead at one point. What was going through your mind over there on the bench?
Try and stop the bleeding somehow. In all honesty, I should have called timeout earlier. I thought we'd overcome it. They had small runs at different points of the game, and I thought it was another one of those. And then all of a sudden, it just hit us, and it was, I mean, within a minute, it was probably 7 or 8 point run right there, and it just was so quick. And like I said, that's a mistake on my part, and the kids were able to overcome that, so it was great.
Coming into the year, I knew about John Smith, Mitch Porter, Eric Doty. Tell me where Jake Burke came from. This kid has impressed me every time I've seen him. He's a monster on the offensive glass. He's a really good player.
Jake's a kid who is, from his freshman year to his senior year at Sidney, his body's changed. Everything about him's changed. He was a spot-up shooter, little guy, who hadn't matured coming into high school. And that's all he had done when he was younger was shoot threes. And that's what he was as a freshman until he's a sophomore. Last year was kind of a transition year with coaching and stuff. And he had some confidence issues. And then all of a sudden we lost three of our big men on our varsity roster. And all of a sudden Jake, who grew a little bit over the summer, he's probably 6'3", 6'4", now. All of a sudden Jake, who was a spot-up shooter as a freshman, is our big man for Sidney basketball. And he's done about as well as any kid as I've seen is transitioning through that. He's our leading scorer right now. Sometimes those things just happen.
You knew it wasn't going to be like it was at your place against Gearing. How tough a building is this to come in and win?
Oh, it's the loudest in our conference, I can tell you that, just with the echoing on the wall. I mean, it's crazy. And you talk about it, you just can't emulate it. It's just no different than practice with playing against good players. It's hard to emulate in practice. You can't emulate that noise. You just got to go there and hope and play a great game and hope players make plays.
How do you get your guys ready to bat? I'm sure it won't be too difficult. These are kids we're talking about, but maybe your biggest game of the season, at least. I'm guessing in your kids' mind, a home game against Scotts Bluff tomorrow night, this is what you lace them up for.
Oh, yeah, and this, you know, all our games from here on out, starting with tonight, was either the second or third time we're playing teams of our conference games. We got Shattered for the second time, then Alliance the next 2 weeks after this. This is actually the third time we're playing Scotts Bluff, and in this conference up here, we play, you know, you play each other so much, and all that happens every game is each team's trying to figure out each other's weakness a little bit better each time, a little bit better, and, you know, each team's got a chip on their shoulder a little bit more each time, so man, after tonight, they'll have quick turnaround. We'll be out ready to play tomorrow and give those guys a go. And we got to, obviously, we're going to have to play better, shoot the ball better, and do some things better than tonight. But I think we'll be okay.
Appreciate it. Austin Lewis, head coach of Sidney. Congrats on the win.
Thanks, Chris.